Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we devote the whole show to Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Mainline and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Congressman Mark Amaday of District 2. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be home.
And we got the weather warmed up for you.
Yeah, you do.
Let's start about talking about some of the Supreme Court decisions. Your thoughts on the Voting Rights Act.
You know, I think it caught a lot of people by surprise. The colleagues of mine that I talked to that were in those 15 states were a little bit incredulous because they're kind of proud of the record that they've got and the minority office holders they've got in their states. I'll tell you the most surprising thing is many of them said, well, if you really want to go work on voting rights, they were calling Massachusetts out as an example of a state that wasn't on the list that had almost no minority office holders. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. I can tell you that nobody was forecasting that. I don't see it really as a partisan thing at this point in time. It just kind of caught everybody from here. So we'll do some work on it, I would imagine. But those states that were on that list, that those 15 that were kind of on the had to get the approval list, were pretty shocked because they thought they were doing a good job.
The Supreme Court said, you know, it's up to Congress if you want to put it back together again.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any appetite in the Congress to get this done? Certainly Senator Reid immediately put out a release saying that he was going to get to work on it with Patrick Leahy.
Yeah, I think there's an appetite to take a look at it, but that's in the context of you've got a lot of other things going on for the next 6 months anyhow. You've got immigration, you've got the budget stuff, you've got the debt limit. I know I'm missing a few. You got a farm bill you got to try to do again. You've got several appropriations bills that all need to to have so it's like something in the next 6 months, probably not next year.
The farm bill, were you surprised that went down in flames?
You know, I was, Sam, and actually I was the only guy in the Nevada House delegation that voted for it. So he says, and I said, listen, all these outfits, no disrespect, but when you talk about Heritage or Club for Growth not scoring, voting against it, I mean, just out of curiosity, it's like, well, why don't you score the status quo? Because the status quo is something that was put in effect for spending levels over the veto of George Bush and as part of all the bailout stuff. So while I would have liked to have seen it gone farther in some areas, there were reforms in there that were pretty key that I think were good progress. There were cuts in there to both farm and the food stamp side that I think were responsible. Would I have liked more? Absolutely. But to have nothing now, Sam, leaves you falling back on the continuing resolution process. None of those reforms, and so my challenge to the Heritage guys, no disrespect, is have you scored the status quo? Because this was better than continuing forward the way we are, and that's what we got now.
Were you comfortable with the cuts to food stamps?
Well, when you look at them, Sam, though, and talk about the percentage based on the growth over the years, I think they were responsible. Now, let me tell you what, the folks on the other side of the aisle, the ranking member of the committee for the Democrats, they got to the point where they thought they were okay. Now, they didn't like them because obviously they wanted the program to grow. We had concerns because it's doubled in the last 5 months. I mean, one of the reforms, Sam, was they were using taxpayer money to market signing up for food stamps, in some cases overseas, people that weren't even here yet. And so it's like, yeah, do we need reforms? Absolutely we do. And hopefully also, now that the economy is, I think, off the bottom but not back, it's like the need for some of that will begin to wane a little bit. But make no mistake about it, where we left it, when you talk about cuts, they were cuts in the rate of growth.
You say that we're off the bottom as far as the economy goes, but we're not back yet. But in Washington, D.C., it's never been down.
No. It's there was no recession or whatever you want to call it there at all. I mean, you know, it's interesting that all the reporting you talk about, cuts and Ryan's doing this and the budget committee's doing that, and we're marking to the Budget Control Act or we're marking above it. It's like, make no mistake about it, Sam, all of those, which is hardly ever mentioned, as those are cuts in the rate of growth. Even the Paul Ryan budget proposal still grew government spending at about 3% a year with his cuts in. So I'm a little discouraged about trying to make sure that we live within our means. You can't fix it in a year. You know, they're talking about a 10-year time frame to start doing some of this stuff. And it's like, you know what, that's doable. You can come back and talk about that in regular English that makes some sense. But, you know, for all the lamenting people did about the sequester, Sam, it's 2.5% a year. And so when you get people back saying, we got cut 40% on the sequester, that's because somebody in your executive branch agency is picking winners and losers. The cut was 2.5%. And, by the way, it was the president's idea. Read Bob Woodward's book, page 326. They got Harry Reid's reaction to it or whatever. That was a fail-safe thing to get things started. Although now, you know, it's being portrayed as if you don't like something, everybody's blaming it on the sequester.
Yes, interestingly enough. Let's talk about DOMA. Were you surprised by the Supreme Court's ruling on both that and Prop 8?
You know what? I didn't follow it that much. I think when you look at the analysis, the folks that are analyzing, I heard an analysis yesterday that talks about states' rights, think that's good. The Supreme Court acknowledged that, but then went into the California stuff to say, well, the state voted on it, but they found a fault in how the voting was on it. You know, it's one of those issues that I think I tend to say, you know what, I'm with you on the states' rights thing. I wasn't around when the federal law was passed, but I think it's one of those areas where you go, really? You really think we need a federal pronunciation on that? And maybe there are some areas where you do, but, and I mean, I was in the Nevada legislature when we dealt with that, and it's like, I'm more comfortable just as a proposition to say, you know, maybe that's something you ought to leave to the states.
Do you think it's going to get turned over in Nevada? Because it would be an economic boon to the state.
Well, we've got the stuff that was put in what, 2007, 2009,
right,
that goes through the Secretary of State's office. I worry about the Nevada one because, quite frankly, when you talk about those relationships, if you're going to try to do it in some sort of traditional way, a contract at the Secretary of State's office is pretty problematic. So if you want to give predictability and stability, if that's what the people in Nevada want to do through their legislature or through ballot initiative, then you probably ought to either really do it for real, or make sure you run things correctly in a ballot initiative sense, and put it up in a way to let those folks decide.
But do you think Nevada has changed enough in the last decade? Because you represent both Washoe County, but also some much more conservative yep. areas of the state. But that doesn't mean to say that there aren't gay people in the rest of the state.
No. There's plenty of gay folks in CD2 also. Some of them are friends of mine and colleagues and that stuff. So, you know, I don't know. I haven't tracked it. I guess when you talk about the radar screen, at least in the CD2 level, I can tell you with all the input I get from folks, either district office, DC office, Elko office, that's not something that we've heard a lot about.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Congressman Amadei when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're devoting the whole show to Congressman Mark Amadei. The immigration reform bill passed through the Senate, 6832. Lindsey Graham has talked about the death spiral for the Republican Party if this thing doesn't happen. Your thoughts initially, and then we'll delve into it more deeply.
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, on Lindsey Graham, I sit next to Trey Gowdy on the Judiciary Committee, who's from South Carolina also, and I said, you know, Trey, we didn't get the word in the other 49 states that Lindsey Graham is the smartest guy in the nation. So when you talk about death spiral, it's like, listen, that may help you drama-wise. I think immigration is an issue that needs to be dealt with. I don't think it's Republican or Democratic. How's that for a naive thing? It was last visited in 86. Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill did what they thought was right. There are lessons to be learned from that. But I can tell you this, Sam, serving on the subcommittee and the committee of jurisdiction, there is nobody that has testified, leave it the way it is. Nobody, whether it's business, whether it's conservative, whether it's whether you want to call it liberal or whatever.
Do you agree with the phrase, it's de facto amnesty, which is a really interesting way around giving people cover?
Here's what I'll tell you. The Senate's entitled to do whatever they want, just the way the House is. So what we've been doing in the subcommittee and on the Judiciary Committee is, it's like, okay, let's get deep in the issues, let's have testimony, let's come up with our stamp on the issue, and that's what we've been doing. I can tell you that I think there are a majority of Republicans who will vote for some sort of earned status. You can't say pathway to citizenship because it's kind of like saying progressive or whatever. They become bad words. You can earn status if you do a few things. Judge Carter in Texas was working with Zoe Lofgren and Luis Gutierrez from Illinois, and it looks something like this on the one that we've been working on. You got to pass it back. First of all, you got to come say, I'm here illegally. Then you got to pass a background check. Then there'll be some wrestling over what it takes to pass that. You got to learn English. You got to pay some fines. You got to make sure the taxes are right. All that other sort of stuff. Set forth a process that is years long. And if you go through that and you don't, I call it like a deferred prosecution or a probationary status. You get to the end of that and you complete that successfully, then you can have status, not citizenship. You can have your permanent green card. And while you're doing it, as long as you're in compliance, you don't have to worry about being deported. But if you fall off the wagon or you don't pass the background check, you need to go. Because ideally, it's like, listen, what's in the best interest of the policy for the country? That's what you're supposed to do. Then if you get through that and you want to go for citizenship, fine. You start a new process, once again, that is years long. I think they're saying the Senate one is 13 years.
Right.
I don't know if that's true or not. You'd have to look at, are there discretionary things in the executive branch where they can waive it? Because that's part of what's got people so upset. But that all interweaves, Sam, with you got to make sure you got some security over your border. You got to make sure you got your visa program straightened out. You got to do something for the Dreamers. Eric Cantor's going to be doing a bill for the Dreamers. Not an executive order, no disrespect. But it's like executive orders are only good until the next executive order or for 2 years. So with all respect to the president, it's like, that's fine. You can keep doing executive orders, but you're not the president forever. And those things change. Let's give people some predictability and stability.
You know, it was interesting. In 86, it wasn't learn English. It was study the Constitution.
Yeah.
And what they did was they gave a sheet out that had 100 questions on it, and they gave you another sheet that had the 100 answers. And so you just learned them by rote, and I think learning English would be about the same.
Well,
I mean, because you're not going to sit down and say you've got to be able to read it, you know, high school level or...
On
it's
all
just
of
not
going to
happen.
On all of these issues, the devil's in the detail. What's the definition of secured border? What's the definition of learn English? What's the definition of pass a background check?
Okay, what's the definition of how much money do you spend to secure the border, to stop one person coming over, to stop 100 people coming over, to stop 1,000?
Yeah.
I mean, conservatives came over to the Senate bill because of this increase of 20,000 border guards. Do people have an idea of what the price tag on that is going to be?
Here's my problem with that concept, Sam. At a time when you've got the fiscal realities that we have, and it's like, listen, unless you have straightened out the other end of that equation, which is visas, how you can apply for citizenship as a new immigrant, you've got to make that process more attractive in a value judgment sense than risking sneaking in or overstaying your visa. And until you do that, it's like you can do. And here's the other problem, Sam. The border is not just Texas to California. You got a Gulf down there. You got a couple of coasts. You got those folks up north in Canada. So you can sit here and say, we're going to cover every square foot with a federal law enforcement officer from there. And it's like, well, okay. But that still leaves three quarters of the country still that you've got a mission to accomplish.
And as long as you have jobs here that pay more money than they do in other places around the world, people will die attempting to come to this country for a better life.
Which takes me back to where we started real quick, which is you've got to make your process work to where people make a value judgment saying, I need to get in the process legitimately and go through it. Now, those people who don't want to get into a legitimate process, and that's one of the other reforms, Sam, that nobody wants to talk about, but we are talking about, which is after this is done and you break the law on immigration, there's got to be realistic enforcement deportation proceedings for those folks who disrespect the rules.
Do you think it's smart for the House to write its own bill? Because isn't that just going to be a nightmare if it got to a conference committee?
Well, actually, I see the House. My answer to your question is yes, I do. We're as entitled to produce our work product with a Republican majority
as those guys are. And this is where this battle between the House and the Senate really comes into play, because you guys want to have it your way, the Senate wants to have it this way.
That's what the conference process is for, though. I think when the speaker says, I want to do immigration reform, I think that's a big statement. But we're not going to, I mean, you're going to start with the Senate bill, with all due respect. Can you name me the time that the Senate started with a House bill? And so it's like, listen, I think we've earned the right to put our stamp on that. It is important that we produce something, because that's what gets you to conference, and then the real horse trading starts on that, and then you'll see whether it's gridlock or not when you go. And it gets me back to where we started in discussion, Sam, which is you need reform. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. The status quo, the one thing I can't defend to you, Sam, I can't come back here and defend we did nothing. That's a mess.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Amadei when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
If they sold these pretzel dogs at the stadium, that would really class up the joint.
Getting a hot dog on a premium pretzel bun with melted cheese sauce and crispy bacon here.
Now, what kind of cheese you say?
Melted cheese sauce here.
Any other toppings on that one?
Just that crispy bacon here.
So you're telling me I can get a hot dog on a premium pretzel bun with melted cheese sauce and crispy bacon?
Absolutely.
Oh, no thanks. I already got one.
The summer's biggest hit is the new premium pretzel dog. Try yours with an Island Breeze slush. This is how you sonic.
Nevada State Bank is the door to your future. And if you want to buy a new home or refinance, there's never been a better time. Rates are at historic lows. And right now, Nevada State Bank is offering a variety of terms with no closing costs and no payments for the first 90 days, up to 100% of the home's value. And because we're local, our bankers will help you through every single step of the process, because that's what neighbors do. So bring your banking home to Nevada State Bank.
KRNV News 4 salutes all Nevadans who have served and are currently serving in America's Armed Forces.
As the Adjutant General for the state of Nevada, I'm extremely proud of Nevada's servicemen and women. With courage and dedication, they all play a key role in the nation's safety and security.
And we should all be proud of those Nevadans who have given the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our great country.
Nevada was battle-born.
And we are
Nevada proud!
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2. Give us a quick update on Pumpkin Hollow.
You know what? The Senate got the bill out of committee. Senator Heller and Senator Reid got it out of committee, did some good work. We've heard the bill in natural resources, and so we're trying to get it out of into the committee as a whole for workup and get it onto the floor. Although I'll tell you what, Sam, I'm a little bit surprised, because I thought it was not going to be as hard as it's turning out to be to get that bill out of the House with the wilderness area in it. And so we've had some meetings with Rob Bishop in the last month, and quite frankly, I walked out of one of them a little surprised based on when I walked in. But we're still working it. I think we'll end up getting it done. I'm a little frustrated that it's taken. I mean, last time we had it out of the House in 120 days, but that was a straight-up mining bill. And so now with the wilderness stuff on it, which it's like, hey, you know what? As long as the folks in Humboldt County get their one at the same time, then it's fine with me. If the folks of Lyon County want to evoke a wilderness, ultimately I think that's up to them. But it's taken a little bit longer than I thought it would. It'll happen, though. Will happen.
Senator Heller no longer attending breakfast with Senator Reid. Are we supposed to read into the tea leaves on this?
I didn't know that. Although I wasn't invited by either one of them, so I guess I don't know how I would. I don't know. You know, I think there's still some hurt feelings in terms of the election cycle. And that's speculation on my part. But beyond that, I don't know. You know.
Okay. Yes or no? Do you think Reid's going to run again?
He says he is. You know what, I think...
His exact quote to me was, why not?
Well, and here's the thing, whether he is or isn't, and I don't know the people that he hangs out with very well, but what I do know of them, I sure as heck wouldn't say that I wasn't running, because I think if the minute you say that, those Durbin and Schumer guys, football will be right between your shoulder blades. So,
yeah.
So it's like, I think you got to say you're there until you're not.
Okay, yeah, otherwise you'd be a lame duck. Stephen Horsfoot, bypass surgery.
I just heard about that yesterday, and I had no idea, but we're getting ready to put out a release wishing him wishing him well and Godspeed. And I'll tell you, it bugs me as the youngest guy of the whole delegation in either house. The mortality factor is up huge in that. But wish him well, a former state senate colleague. And so if anything he needs to get well, get him back so we can continue working for rural Nevada, since he's the guy who's got the rest of rural Nevada.
Aaron Bilbray Corn announces finally, and immediately the fundraising letters for her and both Joe Heck go out there. What do you think her chances are? That's a pretty tough district still.
Well, you know, it's a tough district. I know it's in the top 25. Both sides have kind of tried to pick their top 25 districts where they think they can win. Nevada's CD, what is it, number three?
Right.
Is one that the Democrats have always looked at because the president's won it the last two times, and Joe Heck defeated incumbent Dina Titus, then won it again during the last presidential. So now you're in 2014. The numbers will cause them to look at it, but you know what? Dr. Heck is one of those guys who, when you say, who does your grassroots, his answer is, I do. So he does a great job with
this
those folks.
This can be a big money race.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it, but so were the last two. So for him, you know,
but I don't think it was as good a candidate.
You know, I don't know. I don't know his opponent in that, but
well,
I do.
She's daughter
know,
of Jim Bilbray.
I recognize
that. Empower Nevada. She's been training people to run for office. It looks like there'll be a lot of Washington support.
Well, there was a lot of Washington support when he beat an incumbent, which is no small task in that district. And there was a lot of Washington support in the last one because his incumbent was not, you know, insignificant.
But he was running, John Osagura was running out of money at the end. I mean, I know from the other side of my business that advertising schedules were being canceled in the last couple of weeks. But that's where we have to leave it. Come back soon.
Okay, good
Always
to see
Always a pleasure.
You.
Thank
yep.
you, sir. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's more than a celebration. It's a most spectacular offer.
Get twice the savings.
Today, tonight, and tomorrow, get a discount equal to double the sales tax.
It's our 4th of July celebration. At Moore, furniture for less.
And today, tonight, and tomorrow, we'll give you double the savings. Get a discount equal to double the sales tax.
It's our 4th of July celebration. And it's on now. At Moore, furniture for less.
For the latest in health and your care, tune in to Wellness Wednesdays on the News 4 Forum, brought to you by St. Mary's Regional Medical Center.
Just in at Washburn Carpets, we now offer one of the thickest, softest, most luxurious carpets ever made, Caress. Look at how thick it is compared to other carpets. It's the highest quality and heaviest weight available. Stop in and feel how soft it is. Choose the thickness and price that suits you best. Also see our other high-end carpets, Smart Strand. It too is thick and soft with superior stain resistance, and it's available in a variety of textures and prices. Plus, Washburn has the best installers in town. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpets for less.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
Ma'am, you have money hiding in your house.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Broken bracelet, about $250. Gold chain, $300, $400. A single earring, about $30. Old silver coins, a little gold, at least $1,000 right in this drawer. Would you be surprised to hear that Check City can turn this old stuff into over $3,000 cash?
Check City, buying your gold and silver when you need cash.
How much money is hiding in your home?
Wednesday through Saturday at RC Willie, with a purchase of $5.99 or more, receive an instant discount equal to sales tax, plus free hot dogs and drinks July 4th and Saturday.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, former Metro Narcotics Police Lieutenant Blake Quackenbush will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.